Hey class, I'm back. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. We got to go to Kansas City. It's a three-way tie for the division, so this is an important game. If our boys want to have aspirations going to playoffs, they've got to win in Kansas City. Let's take a look at this Kansas City defense. Since they got off to that hot start, people have been getting the drop on them, and they gave up 38 points to the Jets last weekend. So this is a time that I think our offense can really step up and score a lot of points. We already know they've had problems with the slot corner. But recently, they've also had problems with bad angles and poor tackling. This team desperately misses Eric Berry, who is their all-pro safety and a darn good player and a stabilizer in this defense. But in this position, we're going to see Jermaine Kearse run a simple slant. Nothing to it, right? Because you have this much grass in a wide area and they're playing man, should be an easy pitch and catch. You take what you get, maybe get a first down. But Ron Parker takes an exceptionally bad angle, and this turns into a much bigger play than it should have been. Start of the play, you see man coverage. Simple slant, right? Nothing to it. Safety's in position, make the play. Poor angle. Slot corner does even worse bringing him down. Now it's off to the races. Pick up a 51 yards. That's how this defense has been playing recently. Well, look, if you hate the Chiefs as much as I do, you'll get a kick out of this play. Basic defense number 101. When you're in coverage, your defensive backs, if in man coverage, should never be on the same level. Notice these two guys on the same level. One should be up here. One could be back. Either combination. You're never on the same level. Because if these guys run a crossing route, you don't want to get picked. That's why you're never on the same level. Chiefs made an egregious error right here because our man Jermaine Kearse is just going to run a simple out and the receiver's going to come underneath. And Marcus Peters and Steve Nelson are going to get timed up, and it's going to look like comedy of errors. Let's watch this play. Look, it's just a simple crossing route. But the defensive backs run into each other. Now Jermaine Kearse is wide open. A little bit of an underthrown ball, but it's still a big play. That's why you're never on the same level when you're playing man-to-man defense. So this next play I'm going to draw attention to, we're just going to focus on the defensive front. It's not just the secondary that have any issues. It's also these guys up front. This is a run-stopping formation that the defense is going to use to try to get the ball back. The purpose of this defense is to allow this linebacker to run freely without having one of these big guys try to tie him up. It's basically a double eagle front, double strong front, to prevent the interior three from getting to Derek Johnson and allow him to be free to make a tackle. We run a lot of this formation too. We call it bunch. Tight end, two receivers, three tight ends, whatever combination. But in this instance, it's just going to be a simple off-tackle run or B-gap run, and because the nose guard is late getting off the ball, he not only allows the center to reach him, he also gets reached by the guard on the scoop block. Center is able to push up to the linebacker and block the linebacker. Now there's no one left but open space. Let's take a look at the play. See how the guard comes off and takes the nose guard? We run a similar stretch run with Marshawn Lynch and the guys. And when you block it like that, there's no one left in the box. This becomes a big run. It's almost a back-breaking run because the Chiefs need to get the ball back and the Jets are able to march down and get a score. All right, class, this is a must-win situation. Hostile environment. It's never easy for us, the Raiders, to go back and play in Kansas City, but we got to have it. They came from behind the last time and beat them. This time they're going to have to jump out and really take advantage of them. This Kansas City defense is deflated. These guys are down, but they're going to get up for the Raiders. Let's hope they come back with a victory. What do you say? Hey, that does it for this week's The Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.